Well, it's really great to be here. I can't think of a nicer day to be talking about my favorite subject and one that I think is important to my children, your children, grandchildren. But in any case, it's good to be here with you today. I want to talk about change in China, and China is changing, and in some respects, you might not gather that from reading the paper. In other respects, the paper is a very good source to understand that. And I want to ask a number of questions, really just three questions deriving from that broad concern. One is, how is China changing? What are some of the dimensions of change in China? Some are positive from American point of view, and others are more questionable, and some are probably contrary to our interests. Secondly, given that China is changing, what kind of view should we adopt? It's complicated reality. What kind of long-term strategic view ought we have about China? And what are the specifics that I think are a more productive framework to think about change in China and its implications for all of us? The last 3 months I've been speaking and had the opportunity to speak in what I call Greater China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and the PRC about my book. And the title is the thing that seems to generate the interest. And I think there's an interesting difference in the questions I get from Americans and Chinese about the title. For Americans, of course, we all have different views and there's a diversity, but there's a kind of common question I get, and that is, are we really in the same bed with the Chinese? There's a kind of implication of intimacy that many Americans don't immediately assume is an accurate characterization. But when I talk to